The Sandman Mattress Factory, fifth quarter.
Hands over there. There's the siren sounds of Darcy McDowell, and it's a 53-point Colac win, comprehensive after halftime. They kicked 10 goals to 3. They led by just 4 at the main break, but they'll walk away with the best part of a 9-goal win. 15-15-105, Bell Park, 7-10-52 in this final quarter.
Cody, thanks to APCO,
Chris Nichols with Cody Spokes.
Didn't need trouble there, mate.
Oh, I had a knock against St Mary's, just a bit of a bone bruising. Nothing too bad.
What a tremendous second half. We ran away with a powerful win.
Yeah, we had a couple of big weeks on the track, a bit of fitness, space sort of stuff, and I think the belief and sort of enthusiasm around the group definitely lifted, and you could sort of certainly see that in the second half.
Yeah. Thanks, mate. Go and get it iced up. Thanks, Kate.
Well, Nico, we'll let you go and work your magic among the Colac faithful as they make their way towards the rooms, and we'll try and get the song, and we'll go around the grounds very quickly as the players go through their formality, shaking hands and the like post-game. But I can tell you the Leopold have kicked away from St Albans. After trailing by as much as 27 points, they now lead by 47, Leopold. And if they'd kicked straight, the margin would be bigger. 13-17-48, St Albans 7-6-48 is the latest score. St Mary's 13-13-91, North Shore 10-8-68. And we understand Newtown and Chewell have beaten Geelong West by the best part of 7 goals. Haven't got an exact score from that one. GDFL around the grounds, those games would be done being 2 o'clock bounces.
Yes, East Geelong 17-14-116 defeated North Geelong 4-2-26, and Thompson 12-17-89 defeated Belmont 10-6-66. No scores in the other games at this stage.
Okay, the other two are?
Corio and Winch at Corio, and Bellpost Hill and Werribee at Bellpost Hill.
Chris Nichols with Dean Felikos.
I've got the legend Dean Felikos here. Powerful win, mate. Second half was great.
Yeah, that's right. I think we started off how we wanted to play, like hard at the footy, and then obviously that paid dividends in the second half. So it was really good. Credit to the boys for playing that hard footy, and just our skills were on today, which was really good.
Tell me today yourself, 3 or 4 goals?
No, I think 3-1 today. So, but cheapies for sure.
Good, mate. Thanks for your time. Go and join the boys, mate.
Yeah, 3-1. He knows. He's all over it. It's like a cricketer. Those batsmen that say, oh, I've got no idea what I'm on, they are dead set lying.
A true forward knows. 3-1, 7 score involvements, gave a couple off.
So they've very quickly just huddled up here on the wing.
Yeah, he's having a chat to them, and I'll probably get in there. They'll sing the song. So.
Yeah, but I reckon Rowan McSparrow will be really pleased with that. Ryan Monaghan not moving freely post-game, although when you're at veteran stage like him at game 135, he can be forgiven.
Going away too mid-year. Did you know that?
No.
Yes. No. He's got five games at the start, then he's missing 8 and coming back for the last 5.
Well, he'd be nice and fresh then.
He will be.
Well, and then finals.
And of course, finals. Yeah. But yes, missing 8 weeks, going to Europe for a holiday.
Half his luck. Good work if you can get it.
Yes.
Bowen Heads 101, Mottawarri 51.
Kingy, I've just managed to grab Darcy Brown here from Bell Park. Darcy, whilst there's a loss, you'd be happy with your own form, and with Benstead down there, you've got a real rock in defence.
Yeah, it's just Stevie's just unreal. He's so good to learn off and just pick his brain pretty much, but couldn't play well without the other boys. They're paving the way for me. They're got all the knowledge in the world, just benefiting from it, trying to make myself the best player I can be. Yeah.
And you just had a bit of cramp there, I see, in the last second half, mate.
Jeez, need some magnesium with that one. It's cramping, bloody. It's bloody cramping after the second quarter. I was done for.
Yeah. Great work, Darcy. Let you get in there, mate. Good man.
Oh, and that's gold. That is gold.
Yeah. Well played, Nico. All right, follow the Colac boys. We'll get the song, and then we'll talk to, obviously, Darcy Lang, the Leopold Sporties Player of the Day, and we'll also have a chat with Shane Jack as well to get the reaction.
Magnesium. Magnesium, fellas. It used to be the salt tablets, Vita's Gerolitis style.
So Bowen Heads 101, Mottawarri 51, Ammo's 128, Newcombe 71, Queenscliff 66, Ocean Grove 64. I love how Nico has private conversations that leaves the microphone on. It's fantastic. Then he's just got to remember to turn the microphone back on.
the Cooters, they might have snatched it, have they?
Well, it means Ocean Grove's 0-4 too. Ooh. After being, would have been semi-finalists last year and very confident against Bowen Heads in the first semi. It would have been 0-4. Back to you, Nico. You're just following the boys into the rooms. You might have lost, Nico. Here's the song. maybe just a little bit too far away, unfortunately. You can hear it in the background. Whether we need to send out during the week, we are broadcasting your game. If there is profanity in your song, can you find another word?
Yeah, can you just let us know?
We didn't get the good bit. We got the last bit, we probably shouldn't have had.
Like how they actually reference other clubs. It's a good club theme song, so they must have changed it from, you know, Warrnambool, Camperdown throw in whoever they've got. So, fifth quarter is underway. Jeez.
Did you see Hydra Bad Cricket coming in?
Yes, so. I did see that.
See the Hydra Bad Cricket team?
Yes.
And they got their Tiger song.
Yes.
Orange and whatever they
were. Orange and black.
Sandman Mattress Factory fifth quarter is underway. Sleep better with the Sandman's locally made two-sided mattresses. They are made to outlast any other. Check them out. Showroom floor, Torquay Road in Grovedale. We'll take another break, come back. Darcy Lang and our Leopold Sporties Player of the Day on the other side of this. But it was a big win, a 53-point win for the Tigers of Colac over the Dragons of Bell Park. Thanks to Epco Cafe 24/7. We've got you. Live, breathe, K-Rock Footy.
The Sandman Mattress Factory, fifth quarter.